For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan here. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And I'd like to encourage you all to sit back and relax and enjoy another best of the Skinny and Hooley Show, focusing on music this time. Over all the years, we've had some great musicians on the show, and we want to showcase them all for you this weekend and hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless you all.
Michelle McGuire, you ain't right.
But I got nothing left. Well, you ain't right, but I got nothing left. While everyone was finding love, I found you in different beds, and I tried, Lord, I tried. But I got nothing left. Well, sometimes I watch you from the porch as you're watching the TV. I pay all the cable bills and you assume it's free. Potato chips fall from your chin with crumbs all down your chest. Well, you ain't right, but I got nothing left. You ain't right, you ain't. Get dressed up on Saturdays and wanna hit the town. You're mad I never thank you that the toilet seat was down. You yell and rip your bong, then you say you need to rest. Well, you ain't right, but I got nothing left. You ain't right, you ain't. I tried, Lord, I tried for years to find the best. You ain't right, but I got nothing left. Well, you haven't had a job since 2009. You broke your leg, drunk as hell, clocked in for overtime. It's a positive, a negative pregnancy test. I don't want your baby, 'cause you ain't right, but I got nothing left. You ain't right, you ain't right, but I got nothing left. Well, everyone was found in love, I found you in different beds. I tried, Lord, I tried for years to find the best. You ain't right, but I got nothing left. Well, I look into the mirror, I can see that it's on me. Don't put a pig in a tuxedo when you're the bride-to-be. I'm better off without you, yeah, I don't need this stress. Or you grabbing at my chest in your stupid denim vest. You're making me depressed. You're such a goddamn mess. Well, you ain't right, so I just up and left. You ain't right, you ain't right, so I just up and left. Well, everyone was finding love, I found you in different beds. I tried, Lord, I tried for years to find the best. You ain't right, so I just up and left. That was a silly one.
Thank Michelle you McGuire from the South Side. Oh.
night was icy cold, I stood alone, was waiting on an army foot patrol. When at last, well, he came into my sight, I squeezed the trigger of my arm light. Oh, mama, oh, mama, come. Awful things have got to be, but when the war for freedom has been won, I promise you I'll put away my gun. A shot rang out, I heard a soldier cry, please don't leave me here alone to die. I realized his patrol had ran away. He left the wounded comrade for me to slay. Oh, mama, oh, mama, comfort me. Oh, these awful things have got to be. Oh, and the war for freedom has been won. I promise you I'll put away my gun. There's nothing in this world I would not do. There's mercy in your heart, you'll let me live. And in his eyes I saw the look of pain as the muzzle of my gun tortured his brain. Oh, mama, oh, mama, comfort me. These awful things have got to be. And when the war for freedom has been won, I promise you I'll put away my gun. The dawn was breaking as I reached my bay. I won't forget the look on that boy's face. Fear and agony and torment were all there, but to your memory, mother, is life I spare. Oh, mama, oh, mama, come. Awful things have got to be. And when the war for freedom has been won, I promise you I'll put away my gun. I promise you I'll put away my gun.
The summertime is coming, and the leaves are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain time. All around the bloom and heather, will you go? I see go. I will build my love above. Neath yon pure crystal fountain, and along I will lay all the colors of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain time. All around bloom and heather, will you go, lassie? Surely find another, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain thyme all around the blooming. Single, and we'll all go together to pick wild mountain time all around blue and heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go, lassie, go?
I get sentimental every time I turn around. Catch your feet up on my sofa, you drink up on my counter, and I close my eyes dramatically, stare into your soul. And we wonder, will we ever lose control? But we are like two astronauts who wiggle through the air, trying to push each other's buttons, trying to break each other's stairs, until floating in the oxygen, we finally brush your hand. And we wonder, yeah, we wonder, will we ever blink again? And then you hear me call in, voices overflowing. It's love, it's trust, it's our hope that cures us. Sometimes late at night, when I'm staring at the sky, I'm not catching many stars, you know, my ceiling's in the way. Well, I turn out at the wing lights and I fade into the black. Then I notice that you're staring at me back. And then you hear me call in, voices overflowing. It's love, it's trust, it's our hope that cures us. Sometimes in my dreams, when I'm floating into space, not thinking of the vacuum and its impact on our faces, I turn back to our spaceship, push it into black. And then I notice, then I notice that you're staring at me back. And then you hear me call in, voices overflowing. It's love, it's trust, it's our hope that cures us. Oh,
since I'm here on my own, I'm fumbling through the guitar for you.
Sounds good.
Fooled me.
Want me to go ahead?
Go ahead.
Well, I taught the weeping willow how to cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up the clear blue sky. And the tears that I cry for that man, they're gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna stand right here until I die. Well, I met him accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. And it tore me up every time I heard his draw, southern draw. I heard my dream was back downstream, cavorting in Davenport. And I followed you, big river, when you called. Well, you took me down to St. Louis, later on down the river. Freighter said he's been here, but he's gone, Lord, he's gone. I found his trail in Memphis, he just walked off the block. He raised a few eyebrows, then he went on down alone. Now won't you batter on down Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that man on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I'll head it up, drop my blues down the Gulf. He loves you, big river, more than me. Well, taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up the clear blue sky. And the tears that I cry for them, man, they're gonna flood you, big river. He loves you, big river, more than me.
All right, let's hear it. All right, Tori, very good.
Tori Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen.
Tori Hamilton, live.
Hey, oh, you
thanks. Fool.
Yeah, she comes up.
She's
and says,
fabulous.
I don't know how to play the guitar, which is great.
She just did
that
fabulous.
That was dynamite.
It's great.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You've got a great country
thanks.
Voice, too.
Yeah.
You really do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
making this up as we go along.
Okay.
Come sing your bell and bow, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me toodle-oo-la, me toodle-oo-la-dee, me toodle-oo-la, with me toodle-oo-la-dee. At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, they set me heart a-twitching, and she invited me to a hooly in the kitchen. With me toodle-oo-la, me toodle-oo-la-dee, me toodle-oo-la, with me toodle-oo-la-dee. Next Sunday in the day, we were to have the flare-up. I dressed myself right gay, and I greased and oiled me hair up. The captain had no wife, and he had gone out fishing, so he kicked up my life down below stairs in the kitchen. When me toodle-oo-la, me toodle-oo-la-dee, me toodle-oo-la, me toodle-oo-la-dee. And with me arms around her waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste, up comes Captain Kelly's carriage. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all me twitching. She rang out 6 months hard for me hooly in the kitchen. With me toodle-oo-la, me toodle-oo-la-dee, me toodle-oo-la, with me toodle-oo-la-dee.
All right!
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
It's a cold and it's a broken. Celtic Thunder Symphony Tour, an exciting new show, singing with symphony orchestras, fan favorites, and best love songs. Celtic Thunder, accompanied by a symphony orchestra, December 7th, live at the Chicago Theater. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind performance from Celtic Thunder. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or by phone.
We've had a lot of legends on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're very honored to have our old pal Jimmy Keen back once again. Probably the greatest squeeze box player in the world. So give a listen to our old friend Jimmy Keen for our Thanksgiving best of show.
Irish music, you know, 20 years ago it was nothing, and I shouldn't say nothing compared to where it's gone. Not just the music, the dancing, and the all that. How is that doing right now in Chicago?
Oh, in Chicago, it's doing great. I mean, there's probably more people playing now than ever,
and
more young kids. You know, under the age of 15 or 16. There's at least three schools here in Chicago. There's a lot of individual lessons offered. You know, and then, you know, you can take Skype lessons from anyone. There's actually online schools.
Oh, really?
You know, so you probably saw, I'm not sure if you got a chance to see much music in Ireland, but I bet, you know, at least there were a bunch of kids walking around with instruments.
Oh, sure. Know? Right on the street there.
Yeah.
And we went into a couple of pubs where they were.
Had a session.
You know who I went to a pub with was your cousin, Paddy Sheehan.
Did you?
Yeah, it was like a vampire hangout. I'll tell you about it later. It
was How great. Was he?
He was great.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good,
he's not mad at me because we didn't pay him.
No, he was here, but he just asked. We never owed him anything.
No,
okay?
We don't owe him anything.
Oh, yeah.
We owe him everything. We don't owe him nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But now, did you bring us a tune?
You know, it's funny. Since you mentioned Chief O'Neill and we talked briefly about him, maybe I'll play, I haven't played this in ages, but it's actually the first tune that Chief O'Neill ever collected.
Oh.
And it's called, and he named it Far From Home.
Because one of the first ones he wrote down, basically.
Yeah, well, the first one that he remembered as a kid, because he was from Bantry in Cork, and he left as, I think he was 10 or 12. He left home and got a job as a cabin boy. And he had played the flute at that time, and obviously the flute was easy to transport, so he played on the ships all the way. But this is a tune that it's called Far From Home, and it's a reel. And it was the first one that the first tune that he put into the book, and the first one that he remembered learning. And it's not played that often, but it's
all right. Here he is.
Hope I can remember how it goes.
The unparalleled Jimmy Keen with "Far From Home." Is it "Far From Home"?
Yeah, "Far From Home." That's right.
That's
sorry,
right. Okay.
I had to think about it a second. I'm
Jimmy.
The great Jimmy Keane.
Thank you very much.
Far from home.
She was our musical guest on the 2014 Skinny and Hooley trip to Ireland. She's still our friend, believe it or not. And she's a great fiddler, flute player, plays a myriad of instruments. She also has her own show that is going to be premiering Saturday, December 5th out of the Irish American Heritage Center. She's the new musical director for the Fifth Province Pub. It's called The Crack with Cooney and Keane. Should tune in every Saturday night from 8 to 9, 1240 on your AM dial, WSBC. Let's listen now to our old friend, the lovely, the gorgeous Kathleen Keene.
There's a group called TWA.
Yeah, like the airline?
Which is no longer around, so, you know, we can use this name. But I teach several adults the Tin Whistle.
Yeah.
And they are just obsessed with the Tin Whistle. They just love it. So there's a group, about six of them now.
TWA.
Tin Whistlers Anonymous.
Ah, cool.
And so we get together and play, and they're starting to go to sessions. Anyway, so the first tune, I'll play three jigs, Drum Shambo, is a tune that actually one of my students introduced me to. You know him, Frank Mann.
Oh, Frank. God,
so
rest
Frank
his soul.
Was taking whistle lessons from me, and this is a tune that he brought to me.
Okay. Oh, did he really?
Yeah. He learned it out of this book.
Good for him.
So we play it now.
Oh, good.
I played it at his funeral, and then we go into a tune that I learned in Ireland, don't have a name, and then finally Fergus's Jake. So this is for TWA, all the members of TWA. I keep trying to get Skinny and Hooley to take tin whistle lessons from me, but... All right, here we go.
Musicians in
Thank
the world.
Thank you. I know you guys can tell because it's radio, but Hooley was out there dancing a jig.
That's
right. Oh, God, that was great.
Thank you.
Here's our old friend Kevin Flynn, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, who uniquely captures the Chicago Irish sound. Give a listen to the great Kevin Flynn.
So let's hear a number. What do you want to start with?
You got a lot of Chicago-themed numbers, right?
I do, yeah. I figure I listen to all this Irish folk music, and they all sing about Ireland, and I don't know a damn thing about Ireland.
Have
other
you
than
been to Ireland
a couple
yet?
Of things I've read.
Oh,
no, I have not, okay. No. But I figured they sing about the place where they're from.
Sure.
So I said, I'll sing about the place where
Good
I'm from.
Good for
you.
You
know?
Yeah.
This tune is sort of a snapshot of... kind of growing up in Chicago for me, just as a young lad, if you will. This is called Back in the Day.
All right, Kevin Flynn.
Oh, little sis, her first you could rest. Party's back in the yard. She kisses Aunt Kate and then Uncle Nate for the savings bond in her cart. All the guests say, look at her dress, isn't she pretty and white? Then sit down to feast on catered roast beef, Jell-O mold and Miller Lite. Help your grandmother into the car. She's ready to go whenever we are. All your fathers and your mothers, all your sisters and your brothers, and the way things used to be. Jimmy Hayes remembers the days growing up on the south side of town. He sits at the table telling his fables with all of his nephews around. He talks of his dad, the temper he had, and the slaughterhouse truck that he drove. And his mom sure was something, she wouldn't cook nothing, never once touched the stove. Oh, the stories that Jimmy tells, they've always got everyone laughing like hell. All your fathers and your mothers, all your sisters and your brothers, the time to them all, as you recall saying, oh, to those who came before us, oh, you need not to implore us to sing the verses and the chorus of the way things used to be. There's no more knock on the door, everyone's who you expect. The phone on the wall, don't ring at all, and nobody's calling collect. Oh, where've you gone, Mrs. O'Leary? We don't care if it's true. See, the fire is out and the city it turns its smiling eyes to you. Down the street you happen to meet your old neighbor, Mrs. McCall. She had seven sons, and if you fought one, then you had to fight them all. All your fathers and your mothers, all your sisters and your brothers, the sons of them all, as you recall saying, oh, 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 to those who came before us, oh, you need not to implore us to sing the verses and the chorus of the way things used to be.
All right, Kevin Flynn.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street.
iOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated office suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
We traveled to Ireland with her last year. She's beautiful. She's talented. She's a great fiddle player. Just moved back to Pittsburgh, but she'll be back. And she promises to come back to the Skinny and Hooley Show. In the meantime, let's listen to our old friend, the beautiful and talented Katie Grennan.
You know, I remember the night we were in Donegal. I think it, what was the name? Stranelar? Was that the name of the town we were in? The Keys Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And our driver, Philip Duffy, had arranged for you to have a private concert in the pub next door, in the back room. And we were having a dinner in the hotel dining room. Skinny, I'm sure you remember this.
I remember.
You were having an eventful night.
Yes. You were having a private dinner with Rosalie then.
Yes. And so we got like the whole tour. There's 31 of us, and we're all having dinner in this nice hotel thing. And Philip Duffy comes over and goes, I've set it all up. But how? What are you going to tell the owner of the hotel when you take all these people out of his pub to go across the street to another pub after, you know, he's giving you this nice dinner? I went, and Skinny sends him over to me, and the guy comes over and goes, which one of you is this Hooley?
I said, oh, no, that was Hooley's idea. Go talk to him.
And then he's having me on, but he goes, what the hell is your, you know, what are you doing? You're bringing 31 people across. I said, wait a minute. We'll be back by 10:30. Of course, we weren't.
I think it was past 10:30.
Oh, wait, it was about midnight.
Yeah, at that point.
But when I came back, then he went into his act again. What the hell, what do you call this? You're supposed to be here at night. They're like, what are you, my dad? It was a very funny routine, but it was a great night.
That was a great night.
In the back of that pub.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was like
some
our
of my
private
cons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was so great. They got to meet all the characters on the trip, and it was great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So we've had a lot of memories.
Well, you know, this is not the end of me. I'll find my way back.
I hope not. Yeah.
Yes, you have to come back.
I need to take a break from the Skinny and Hooley Show for a little bit. Give someone else a chance.
Now we've watched you go through heartbreak, too. You know, your whole life has been right in front of us. It's amazing,
right.
You know.
That's scary.
Mooney's going to write a play about it if you leave.
I could write a pretty good column about it, but I won't. I won't. I promise I won't. All right, so now, how about a song?
Sure.
All this
build
up.
No problem.
But now, are you going to play anything appropriate to your leaving?
I wasn't planning on it. I'm trying to keep it light. I've been telling everyone that this is a see you later, not a goodbye. Okay.
And you know you're going to do Shokin's farewell at the end.
Mm. I can. Yeah.
That will be
your
last song.
That.
At the end. Right? Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. So if we're going to cry, we can cry then, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to play two reels. The first one's called The Tempest and the second one is called Tessie's Troubles, and I wrote the second one and they're both on my new album that is coming out.
And how would someone get that album?
When does it come out?
It's already online. You can find it on cdbaby.com if you type in Katie Grennan.
Can they buy it through your website, katiegrennan.com?
That functionality is on its way.
It's not
quite there yet, but it will be there soon. And you can the album artwork's really beautiful. It has the skyline in the background, and I'm sitting
Chicago?
There. Yeah, yeah. Chicago. I'm playing the fiddle with my back to the camera, so to speak, and then there's two dancers dancing. So it's a really pretty. Yeah, it's really nice. And
You write all of it?
No, I did not write all of it. But I have album notes that explains where all the different tunes came from. So
You had some great musicians on. John Williams was on that.
Yeah, John Williams produced it and accompanied me throughout the whole thing. He played piano most of it, and then yeah, that was all the dance music, and then I had a couple bonus tracks at the end. I had Ashleen Gagliari.
Oh, the harpist.
Yeah, she's great.
We've had her on the show.
Yeah, she's awesome. So she played on two tracks, and then I had my friend Eva Coyle come in and sing. She's from Athlone, and she's
just in town.
I met
her on Saturday,
yeah. So she sang Go Lassie Go. John played the concertina. I played the fiddle on that. And then, so I had some great guests, and it was awesome.
What's the name of the album?
It's called Between Worlds.
Between Worlds.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of a play on words because really it's a dance CD. It's not meant to be a pure solo fiddle. It's meant to accompany dancers while they're practicing. So really they would be using it between the different world championships when they're practicing at the studio. But also for me, I'm always kind of bouncing in between different places. And as like right now, I'm moving back to Pittsburgh for a little bit.
You know what? But to listening to an album of dance music, that's great because you get moving to it.
Exactly.
How long will you be in grad school in Pittsburgh?
It's less than 2 years. It's about 18 months or so.
And then you're going to beat the track right back here, right? Come right back.
That's the plan. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. So.
When I listen to Sax in the Frying Pan when I'm walking in the morning,
amazing,
now that'll keep
they?
Me moving. So I'm sure if anybody gets, I'll get your album and put it on my iPod. And,
would love that. Yeah. You can go running to it.
Okay. All right. Let's not get carried away. I'm going to run, but I'll walk. Hey, brisk.
Crawling.
Walk.
He'll go eating to it.
Go drinking to it, too.
That I can do. All right. So you got a couple
reels. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right, great.
All right.
Here she is, ladies and gentlemen.
The one and
in
only.
In her final Skinny and Hooli performance for the time
for
being.
Now.
For now.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do. Folks, that's going to wrap up our Thanksgiving show. Hope you enjoyed the best of the Skinny and Hooley show. Tune in next week, Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4 for the Skinny and Hooley show. We'll be back with lots of great entertainment. Thanks, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving. God bless, and we'll see you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.